I smell the pine trees, I look around for you.
A lot of public radio personalities are showing up on the big screen in the next 2 weeks. Tom and Ray Maliazzi of Car Talk have a cameo in Cars, and puzzle master Will Shortz is the focus of the documentary Wordplay. And then there's the film A Prairie Home Companion, written by Garrison Keillor and directed by no less than the revered American maverick Robert Altman. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
It must have been strange for Garrison Keillor to have an even bigger auteur in the house for his cinematic fantasia, also called A Prairie Home Companion. He and Robert Altman make a fascinating fit. They both grew up in the Midwest, and in life are famously taciturn. Although I suspect they differ in their religious outlooks, what they share is a faith in the transcendent power of performance. And that's enough to make their collaboration a holy moment. The movie is both a celebration of radio and a wake for radio, set on the night of the last broadcast of A Prairie Home Companion, here a parallel universe show, not nearly as renowned. The movie is redolent of death, but it also teems with country, western, folk, and gospel music, along with a heap of corny jokes. And it features stars who appear to be having an obscene amount of fun in one another's company. Among the characters are figures from Prairie Home sketches made flesh, the detective Guy Noir, played by Kevin Kline, and the cowboys Dusty and Lefty, played by John C. Reilly and Woody Harrelson, here a rambunctious singing duo. The musicians are Prairie Home regulars, and people we wish were, like the Johnson sisters, Yolanda and Rhonda, played by Meryl Streep and Lily Tomlin. And there's Keillor himself, both the center of the movie and a dazed bystander. Altman is a virtuoso of ebb and flow, and he's in his element in a backstage teeming with chatterboxes. The camera travels up and down and side to side, trailing characters as they hurtle from dressing rooms to wings to lobby. Keillor's dialect comedy sounds better when delivered at overlapping speed, Altman speed. Take the scene where Streep and Tomlin reminisce about their early years on the road, while Lindsay Lohan, as Yolanda's daughter, listens.
And the next week we're back doing the county fair circuit, changing our petticoats in the ladies' toilet and the boys trying to peek in. That was the only good part about it. Then you have to go outdoors and sing in the open air with a cloud of mosquitoes around your head.
Yep.
Remember that time? Honest to Lola, honest to God, a dragonfly flew right in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
It was this big.
What was that?
I thought it was a bird.
How old were you then?
I was 13, your mother was 10.
I was old.
Wanda was what?
Years old. Wanda, 16, Connie, 15.
Yep. That was the end of it, the end of the road.
That was envy. Great. You know, Wanda took it real hard, didn't she? A week later, she got arrested.
For what? You never told me this.
Shoplifting, and I did tell you
this. No, she was in
a cafe. Senile. You didn't tell me
Yolanda.
That.
No.
She was having a cup of coffee in the cafe. She ordered a glazed donut.
She
started eating, and she got a sugar rush. She was diagnosed hypoglycemic, and so she forgets she didn't pay for the donut, and she walks out the door.
But wasn't
2 minutes.
For shop.
The red lights are flashing, and she's in handcuffs.
There. Yep, she was
and the cameras, the TV camera, the station came right down.
It's on the news.
And her hair is like sticking out like this, and she's bawling. And Daddy sees it on the 10 o'clock newscast.
Because he was in the hospital with Mama. She's having her tubes tied after Johnny was born. Thank you.
Didn't need to know that.
In Altman movies, actors are reborn. I can't think of a performance by Streep I've loved this much. She's loosey-goosey, and when she plays a performer, a childish joy shines through, and Tomlin's dryness makes her the perfect foil. A Prairie Home Companion does have off notes. A device with Virginia Madsen as an angel of death gets by only because Madsen is so radiant, and Keillor has too many defense mechanisms to open himself up to the camera. I know people who ridicule the radio version of Prairie Home Companion for what they regard as elitism masquerading as folksy populism. But what keeps me listening is the underlying misery. Keillor's monologues suggest the pain of growing up big and weird-looking in a small town in northern Minnesota, where people are too buttoned up to dramatize their unhappiness, and with a religion, Lutheranism, in which you're a sinner until proven innocent, which is basically never. No wonder Keillor wasn't at home in his body. and how fortunate he found a new life through his voice, the most plangent bass in radio. His variety show isn't salvation, but it's a tender mercy. Altman, meanwhile, is a genius at balancing the boisterous and the melancholy. At age 81, with an honorary Oscar, the kind that might as well be shaped like a tombstone, he's probably thought as much as Keeler about the hovering presence of death. But A Prairie Home Companion isn't meant as his own eulogy. If the movie's any indication, between now and his last rites, he'll be making a glorious rumpus.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.